Okay, first of all, we can just get a name and title check, please.
Yeah, Bob Collier, Chief Executive, Aberdeen and Grampian Chamber of Commerce.
So, Bob, you said in the press conference that the numbers have been crunched. What are the Aberdeen and Grampian Chamber of Commerce members telling you about the City Gardens project?
Well, we did three surveys of members during the referendum, and it was very clear from members that well over 60% of members of the Chamber supported the City Garden project. So not all members by any means, but it's clearly obvious from the referendum that not all Aberdonians support the project either. You've got a very large number of people, 45,000 people, voting for the City Gardens project. By contrast, Labour Party in this election has secured just over 16,000 votes. So 29,000 more citizens of Aberdeen voted for the City Gardens than voted for the Labour Party. That's an interesting number. Our main request is that all the councillors think very carefully before making this decision that's coming up.
What's the kind of message do you think that sends about Aberdeen, that a democratic mandate, if you will, is overturned?
Well, that's our concern, because it's not just about this. There tends to be conflation of elections and decisions, and democratic mandates we find are frequently used when they're useful for politicians and not when they're useful for other things. So it can be a bit of a movable feast. And politicians need to be very careful about claiming support with those kind of numbers before going ahead with these kind of decisions. All we ask is that they think very carefully before they make their minds up.
Stephen Wood speaking in the press conference there about one of the most exciting developments not just Aberdeen but Scotland has had. What really could Aberdeen achieve if this project went ahead? What's the potential there?
Well, what Aberdeen needs is to keep its city centre vibrant, to keep the whole city vibrant, to keep the whole region vibrant, because there's a lot of research from economic development that shows cities that move forward like that generate wealth, generate jobs, keep moving forward, keep being competitive in a global economy. Aberdeen, like every other city, can't afford to stop moving forward.
It's one of a number of projects, I'm just going to mention the bypass, that seems to hit quite a lot of stumbling blocks in Aberdeen. Are there concerns at the Chamber of Commerce that Aberdeen's not being seen as a place to do business because things just take so long to complete?
Well, it's frustrating, isn't it? You rightly say that the number of projects that appear to be stalled, the Trump Golf Course, the AWPR, there's tension over the City Gardens project. In combination, they undoubtedly send a message. Now, we think everybody's got to remain patient, the objectors to AWPR have every right to object legally. There is a discussion going on in the planning process between the Trump Golf Course and the Offshore Wind Deployment Centre. There is a duly elected council making decisions about the City Gardens project. These have all got process behind them, and all those checks and balances are there to make sure